USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury selection is complete in the high-profile murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It took about 2 weeks to pick the jury to hear the case involving George Floyd. Opening statements are scheduled to begin on Monday. The Department of Justice has asked the Office of Professional Responsibility to review federal prosecutor Michael Sherwin's comments that sedition charges are likely in the criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. His comments to CBS 60 Minutes were the subject of an emergency meeting called by District Judge Amit Mehta on Tuesday. He said those kinds of statements in the media have the potential of affecting the jury pool. The CDC selected Walmart and Sam's Club to help administer COVID-19 vaccines in communities across the United States. With 5,000-plus pharmacy locations, the company can administer the vaccine in hard-to-reach parts of the country. Veteran actor George Segal, who was nominated for an Oscar in 1966's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, died on Tuesday. He was 87. USA Radio News.
USA Radio News Facebook is bringing us tools to find vaccination information easier. Kang Ji Jin, head of health at Facebook, is here to tell us helpful tips. What tips do you have for us today?
I'm KX Jin, head of health at Facebook. Not only are we working to inform people who want to get the vaccine, we're also working to share real-time trends in COVID-19 vaccinations, intent to get vaccinated, and reasons why people might not. Knowing this information means health departments and agencies can speak to the real issues and concerns that people have, and hopefully lead to more people confidently choosing to get vaccinated. If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
President Biden on Tuesday urged Congress to enact meaningful gun reforms after the second mass shooting in under a week, plunging Washington back into a familiar debate where lawmakers have stalemated in recent years. A piece of the Wright brothers' plane is no longer in North Carolina where flight was born. It's now on Mars. Dan Haraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers' aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. The small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Food City Dirt Race marks the 121st Cup Race hosted by Bristol Motor Speedway in the series history. Sunday's race will be the first Cup Race in history hosted at the Last Great Coliseum. The last Cup Race on dirt was in 1970 at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, North Carolina, where Richard Petty won. Driver Martin Truex Jr. was asked by Motor Racing Network if he's looking forward to the challenge of racing on dirt at Bristol.
You know, I thought that James and I talked about maybe trying to get in a modified or something at Bristol, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just felt like it was going to be so different than running, you know, a truck or a cup car. You know, I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different, so... you know, we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at, the field, there's, you know, a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience and are, you know, very talented, obviously on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
Sunday's race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. George Segal, the prolific actor with a career that spanned more than six decades, has died at the age of 87, his wife said Tuesday. Sony Pictures Television released a statement upon Segal's passing, stating, "We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of George Segal. He was a true icon and legend in this business and an integral part of our Sony family." End quote. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.